Stereo 102.7 and 738 AM. I'm Colm Hayes. That is Van Morrison, and he celebrates his birthday today. He's 39.
Hey! Happy birthday! Wow!
You guys sound grand from last night after all your singing. We'll have some more Van Morrison later on in the morning if we survive that long. It's 7 minutes away from 8 o'clock.
Are you daft?
Man, don't buy that. It's not worth it.
And how would you know?
Have you compared our prices? No. You think it's just one of them sales gimmicks, don't you? Go on, admit it.
Go on, you're spoofing me. You couldn't get a quality bed cheaper than this anywhere.
I'm telling you, if you don't go to the bed centre at 60 Upper Dorset Street and see their prices are way cheaper than any other place in town, you deserve to get stroked rightly. Oh, where are you going?
I am at the bed centre at 60 Upper Dorset Street, of course.
Don't you get stroked. See the prices at the bed centre, Upper Dorset Street first.
Going back to school? Go to Eason's first for all the supplies you'll need. Exercise books, ring binders and pads, pens, pencils, calculators, mathematical and drawing instruments, markers, rulers, folders, notebooks. Eason's, the choice is wider.
Open your home to Duffy's famous world of curtain nets. Duffy's, North Elm Street and Arlac Centre.
Morning, 4 minutes away from 8 o'clock. This could be the closest thing to heaven. The Kane Gang, some sporting headlines. Frank O'Mara, fresh from victory over Olympic 10,000-metre champion Alberto Cova of Italy in a 3,000-metre event in Budapest last week, has retired from the season. I've been troubled by a tendon problem in my instep for several weeks, and I just could not carry on, said Frank yesterday. Disappointing news. And also in athletics, world record holders Ed Moses and Evelyn Ashford will lead a pack of 15 Los Angeles gold medalists. against 11 East Bloc world champions and record holders in a Golden Gala track meeting at Rome's Olympic Stadium tonight. It'll be the biggest clash between Western and Soviet stars after the Olympic Games in Los Angeles, which the Eastern Bloc boycotted. And more news on the Tyrrell ban in motor racing. Ken Tyrrell, whose Grand Prix team have been ruled out of the remaining three rounds of the World Motor Racing Championship, claimed yesterday the ban could cost him $1 million. Tyrrell, having learned that his appeal against the ban has been turned down, said the 13 points earned so far this season, now to be wiped out, would have provided free travel to transcontinental races next year, which he's now going to have to pay for out of his own pocket. News on the way.
Noise.
It's my exhaust.
But you only had it fixed 6 months ago.
You should have gone to FastFit. FastFit give a full year's guarantee on all exhaust parts fitted. Yes, FastFit guarantee the work they do. A year's guarantee means immediate free replacement on all exhaust parts. And 2 years guarantee on Monroe Radiomatic shock absorbers. FastFit give a guarantee. FastFit at Shaw Street, opposite Matt Talbot Bridge, Crumlin Road, opposite the shopping centre, and Santry Avenue, opposite the stadium. For guarantee and price, it has to be FastFit exhausts.
A pint is only $1.25 at Disco Nova, Rathfarnham.
Disco Nova.
Mark, your top hairdresser is now at the new Shankill Shopping Centre.
At Henry Street and Ilex Centre, it's Lawrence's Jewelers Time.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 738 kHz AM and 102.7 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 8 o'clock. This is Bob Gallico. Good morning. NET, the state-owned fertilizer company, are to cut at least one-third of their workforce at their Arklow plant. The directors say that although the company is just about breaking even, they must cut more jobs to make the company more competitive. Mr. Dukes, the Minister for Finance, has denied that government foreign borrowing has gone over target. He said that a recent $300 million loan would be used to repay debts early. This would not be an addition to overall borrowing. Mr. Dukes said he was adamant on not increasing the overall burden of taxation. He also said he would try to protect income taxpayers from the effects of inflation. The RUC raided a house in Belfast last night and say they found a small weapons dump. It included a submachine gun with a full magazine, a few bags of bullets, rifles, sights, detonators, and masks. The house was in Springfield Crescent, which is off the Falls Road, and four people are helping the RUC with their inquiries. Picketing is expected at Tilbury Docks in London today, following the confusion yesterday over a vote on the national strike call. The situation will not become clear until the change of shift this morning. The Port of London Authority says it expects the docks to work normally, but the union says the men at Tilbury are on strike. Dockers at Felixstowe and Dover are to vote on the strike call today and are expected to return to work. Talks between leaders of the TUC and the miners' union ended last night after more than 5 hours. A statement said the talks had been constructive. It said the planned miners' lobby of delegates at the opening of the Trades Union Congress on Monday would be orderly. The meeting was called in advance of the conference to discuss the Pits dispute. and a group of striking miners took over a transporter bridge over the River Usk at Newport for a time last night. The men took control of the bridge's traveling platform in an effort to stop coal supplies reaching the Llanwern steelworks by ship. About 40 people were arrested after the men agreed to join the four-hour siege. At Port Talbot Steelworks, about 60 men occupied a gantry at the British Steel Deepwater Jetty. Israel's Likud party leader, Yitzhak Shamir, and the Labour Party's Mr. Shimon Peres have reached an agreement to form a national government, according to Israeli radio. Mr. Shamir and Mr. Peres will take turns as prime minister, with Mr. Peres serving 25 months in the post first. Talks on the formation of a government have been going on since the inconclusive general election 5 weeks ago. The first of three communication satellites has been deployed by the U.S. Space Shuttle Discovery. The other satellites are to be placed in orbit later in the six-day mission. In February, two similar satellites went into the wrong orbit, but this time deployment went according to plan. Discovery was launched yesterday after three postponements because of technical problems. Finally, talks at the conciliation service ACAS on the dispute involving Thames TV technicians ended without agreement last night. The technicians have voted to stay on strike until at least Monday. The disputes over new working arrangements, which the technicians say cuts their overtime pay. London Weekend Television, which provides ITV in London and the home counties, will operate normally at the weekend. The weather prospects, outbreaks of rain becoming dry and bright later. That's in the Bay Area, the high 22 degrees, the wind southwest to westerly, moderate to fresh, force 4 to 5. High tide is at 3:46 p.m. and the sunset at 8:17 p.m. For the northwest of England, Scotland, Wales, and the Isle of Man, cloudy with occasional light rain, but brighter later, 22 degrees to high, the winds west to southwesterly, and moderate to fresh, force 4 to 5. That's the Nova News and weather at 3 minutes past 8.
Colin Hayes, Radio Nova.
Maybe I'm just too demanding.
NOVA, Friday morning, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. A former American number one when Doves Kreiner reminded that cat that Rick Dees, that's his name. Rick Dees is along on Saturday morning between 10 and 2. Counting them down, the brand new American Top 40 right here on NOVA and all the other trivia that is associated with them. It was on this day back in 1976 that Paul McCartney and Wings were awarded a gold Grammy for Live and Let Die.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let die.
Morning, it's 10 minutes after 8 o'clock.
IF Magazine. Lose weight with IF Magazine. Look great, win a trip to Yugoslavia. Read Planet's amazing story. Get IF Magazine out now.
Get into boating and board sailing with All That a Marine. Buy the fabulous Star Surf sailboards or the 12-foot Scotsman sailing dinghy, and All Weather Marine will give you free lessons and arrange instant credit up to £1,000. All Weather Marine at Grand Canal Quay, open 7 days a week.
Where can you get a bacon, egg, tea and toast breakfast for 99 pence at the new Carmel Restaurant's One Centre, Rath Mines?
Radio Nova.
Oh, I'll have to play. Stop playing that ad about the breakfast. It really gets me going. Good morning to a former mug, Jacinta Cotter, who is a real mug because she wanted to hear us telling her that she was a mug and forgot to turn the tape recorder on. Okay, so good morning, Jacinta, and good morning also to Gemma, Geraldine, Gillian, Kit, and Olive, and also to Deirdre and Michael Briscoe and myself, Jacinta, from Main Street in Selbridge in County Kildare. If your tape recorder isn't on this time, I don't care. Now, a little story. I've just ripped it. Well, I can't read it again, can I?
You're having one of those days, aren't you?
Yes, I'm having one. It's that time of year. Right. Dorothy Burgett of Port Huron, Michigan, has been collecting news and information about women named Dorothy for 40 years. She's president of a club called Girls Named Dorothy International and has even heard from a Dorothy of New Jersey. Oh, I don't know. Actually, you would have to be the Americans, wouldn't it? Can you imagine? If you considering naming your next child Dorothy, even if it is a boy, be careful. Can you imagine?
Dorothy.
Wouldn't it be easier to just change your name?
Probably would, yeah.
Yes. Somewhere over the rainbow. Right, another excerpt from Paul Manning's new book, 1984 and all that. And it really is very funny. Totally mad and off the wall. He's bringing history up to date. And here's what he had to say, and it's very appropriate at the moment, about the great strike. The strike began when the miners asked for shorter working hours. The pit owners, however, at first weakly refused on the grounds that normal working hours of 60 minutes were quite short enough, and they didn't want to have to alter all the clocks. Then they changed their minds and agreed to grant shorter working hours, but only in return for a longer working day. At which point the miners stormed out in disgust and called a strike. The strike was a general strike, since anybody could join in, except, of course, the general public. In the end, however, it was a failure for three reasons. One, the workers could not agree on how long it should go on for, which caused the division of labor. Two, to overcome the lack of public transport, the public ingeniously bought bicycles, thus inventing social mobility. And three, hoping to enforce the strike, the workers posted pickets at factory gates. But these were never delivered, as the postmen were on strike, too.
That's nice. And that's from the book. What is the book?
1984 and All That by the Wally of Wally's, Paul Manning.
And he's got another Wally book coming up shortly.
That'll be coming out in October, in fact.
We will delve into.
We will indeed.
Wallying again.
Yes.
Wallying in it. Oh, bad, ooh. Bad. 13 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Colin Hayes.
And Ray Parker Jr.
Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! If there's something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Who you gonna call? I can't hear you. Who
Nova, Friday morning, 70 minutes after 8 o'clock. The movie we are all waiting for. It's going to be released over here around Christmas. Ray Parker Jr., the theme song, Ghostbusters. And some more wonderful news from that star-spangled city, Hollywood. Lindsay Wagner, the former Bionic Woman, is infuriating co-workers on the set of her new series, Jessie. Lindsay keeps stopping the action, demanding rewritten lines and reshot scenes, and has so far fired five members of the cast. The cast and crew have dubbed her Miss Perfection.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And motorists who ran to help a stunned motorcyclist who'd gone into a ditch near Aspen, Colorado, found a bruised Jack Nicholson staring right up at them. Yeah. He was okay afterwards, but his motorbike was a complete write-off, and he didn't want any hand whatsoever.
Hey, a hype buster!
So they all left. Gee, it'd be great to be a star. 17 minutes after 8, stereo 102.7. Cafe every day. Being very careful. Walls have ears and waiters have tape recorders.
Hello.
21 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Friday evening, then?
Friday would be simply spiffy.
About 9?
9 would be fine.
And could you wear a nightdress, dear? Or you come dressed for bed?
I beg your pardon. But really, that's just simply awful.
Oh, dear.
I thought you were a perfect gentleman.
Well, now do calm down and let me explain.
All over Dublin, this Friday night, people will be going out dressed for bed. There's a wild and wonderful pajama party at Heartbreak Nightclub. Starts at 10 and goes on till 2. There'll be prizes for the Heartbreakers dressed to look great in bed. Get ready for bed and you're dressed for the pajama party this Friday night at Heartbreak, Phoenix Park Race Course.
Well, why didn't you say that in the first place?
Squeeze up here in town. Squeeze up, close it down. Squeeze up, squeeze up, careful. Squeeze up, close it down.
Yes, Dale Farm's new frozen orange sherbet. Mmm, in the squeeze-up cone.
Simply squeeze up to cool down.
Squeeze up, Dale Farm, squeeze up, cools you down.
At Dale Farm's ice cream shops now.
Where's the one dry cleaners in South Dublin that specialise in cleaning suede and leather?
Jeeves of Main Street, Black Rock. The professional dry cleaners.
A Friday morning, what has love our fingers got to do with it? Anyway, Tina Turner, great song. Good morning to Mandy, who enjoys all our favourites right here on NOVA, and a special good morning to her because she told me to have a good holiday. Hey, I will have a very, very good holiday.
Lovely.
Yes, just lying on the beach, getting all the sun for the next 2 weeks. It should be fun. Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, there's nothing like it.
I know, yes, and I enjoy lying on the beach, too. Daryl Hall and John Oates, a favourite of Mandy's.
never hear it first from me.
Trunk and autoglass replacements. All weather with a mobile 7-day 24-hour windscreen replacement service. All weather with convenient locations. City Centre 33 Bolton Street, South City, Grand Canal Quay. All weather with practical opening hours. Both branches open Monday to Saturday, 8:30 to 5:30, including through lunch hour. Grand Canal Quay branch open all day Sunday. All weather autoglass for trucks and cars. Windscreen, door, vent glass, heated rear screens, and a fabulous range of all weather sunroofs. All part of the great deal from All Weather.
Great opening offers by Peter Mark, your top hairdresser at the new Shankill Shopping Centre.
Stereo Nova on a Friday morning, just gone at 8:30, and over to a man who knows about as much about the weather as Cliff Richard knows about singing.
Hello, oh no, it's Cliff Richard.
Yes, could you leave, please?
And who wants
and
to know?
You.
Wants to know much about it today. It's the same for all over for the Bay
Did
Area.
You speak there? What do you nonsense? I
never saw my lips move. It's the same for all over, for the Bay Area and for northwest of England, Scotland, Wales, and the Isle of Man. It's all the same, outbreaks of rain and cloud coming down, but becoming dry and brighter later, and a high of 22 degrees. The headlines, the disputes in the ESB and the Dublin docks are to be considered at separate meetings at the headquarters of the Congress of Trade Unions later this morning. NET, the state-owned fertilizer company, to cut at least a third of their workforce at their Arklow plant. Alan Dukes has denied that government foreign borrowing has gone over target. Picketing is expected at Tilbury Docks in London today following the confusion yesterday over a vote on the national strike call. Israel's Likud Party leader Yitzhak Shamir and the Labour Party's Shimon Peres have reached an agreement to form a national government. At least 20 people are now known to have died in a fire on a Boeing 737 at Douala in the Cameroons. The first of three communication satellites has been deployed by the U.S. Space Shuttle Discovery. And talks at the conciliation service ACAS on the dispute involving Thames TV technicians ended without agreement last night. Technicians have voted to stay on strike until at least Monday. And in our own papers, the happy news is, well, blackout threat as pickets hit ESB in The Independent. 500 to lose jobs in Net and Verome Yard, and spread of picketing may lead to power cuts. Joint lead stories in The Times. And DART sets CIE new cash crisis in the press. Well, they've been going a few weeks and there's already a crisis. Talks are taking place between the communications minister, Mr. Mitchell, and senior CIA officials on the financial difficulties which the controversial DART electric train service has created for the company. Industry sources claim that CIA will be seeking a special subvention to cover the interest bill and the huge sums borrowed to pay for the £120 million project, and they estimate that this could be between 10 and 15 million pounds a year. Kind of like buying your kid a train set for Christmas on HP, but on a bigger scale. On the ESB front, the ESB has lost production at three more power stations, pushing electricity supplies dangerously close to the brink of blackout. The threat to power supplies will depend on how much disruption today's new picket lines will cause. A power line giveth light, and the picket line taketh it away. Well, nothing was taken away from the Nova Nag followers. It was all taken away from the bookmakers yesterday.
You won.
Swinging rebel, a swinging nap. Yes, yes, yes. 11 to 2.
And rapturous applause.
Yes, from the Nova Nag followers standing outside the door. Yes, that
Oh, shush, there's more. Thank you. Right.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. That made it 3 out of 4 this week. And a very healthy profit for the followers.
That's not bad,
now,
really.
That's not bad at all. Now, before I reveal the secret of today's Nova Nag, I know you're all sitting there tongue-hanging.
Right.
Just because I'm taking a break for 2 weeks...
Hey, taking a break!
Yes,
sorry, Bob.
And catching up with such much-needed tasks around the house as weeding the garden. Mind you, if I
you're
do,
weeding the garden around the house?
If I do...
You've got problems.
Mind you, if I do that, there'll be nothing left in the garden if I take all the weeds up.
Nothing left in the house either.
Just because I shall not be here doesn't mean you're going to get away with not getting a Nova Nag. Oh, no, arrangements have been made.
Sybil Fennel will be here. That's a Nova Nag.
Arrangements have been made by Joe O'Leary to supply the name of the Nag each day to Sybil. So there you are.
Have you got one for Monday? Or for today, anyway?
Yes, we have got one today. For our fan of the program, a quick tip. It's Quick Fan in the 245 at Chester.
This afternoon.
This afternoon.
It's getting exciting now, isn't it? Nearly holly our time.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I just received some very, very bad news, Bob.
What's that?
They just told...